Nagbabalik ang natatanging financial show sa balat ng Podcast World, kung saan ang inyong host ay isang true blue gastadora. This is Rama of That Broke Pinay Podcast, the podcast show where we shamelessly admit and talk about the realities of our finances. Today, mainit-init ang ating topic. Medyo controversial. Ah, wow, controversial. Dahil sa totoo lang, marami na tong nasirang relasyon. Marami nang nasirang samahan. Pagkakaibigan, may mga nagsulian ng kandila. At yan ay dahil sa maikling katagang Mars. Pautang. And to join us today are the host of the Banana Q Podcast, Dee and Ray. Welcome to the show!
Hi, Roma. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having us.
Ang ganda ng pangalan ng podcast niyo, Banana Q Podcast. Can you share a bit of about your show and a little bit about yourself, guys?
Hello, everyone. Dee and I host The Banana Q, a Filipino-flavored podcast. And weekly, we talk about anything and everything about our culture. So once a month, my tradition kami na we interview an overseas Filipino worker. And we talk about their struggles, funny stories, and experience. And in our latest episode, we actually have somebody from Germany. And in our previous episodes, we also have people from the Middle East, China. So please, if you're interested, come check us out. Banana Q. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcast, basically wherever finer podcasts are available. Also, kung saan That Pinay Broke Podcast is available, nandun din kami. Ayun. And I'm Ray, by the way. I'm originally from Cebu. So, kung medyo awkward yung Tagalog ko, pagpasensyahan nyo na, Bisaya po, aket.
Englishero ang ating mga guests.
Hindi, pag nahirapan ako mag-Tagalog, nag-English ako, nag-automatic switch ako. Otherwise, nagbibisaya ako. So, I'm an overseas Filipino worker for more than a decade as an accountant and a financial analyst. And I'm currently living with my wife here in our tiny apartment in Tokyo. Pero before kami nag-move sa Tokyo, dati kami nag-work and nag-live and work sa Singapore, where I met my podcast co-host and very good friend, Dee.
Hi, then that's me. So, like Ray, I also grew up in the Philippines, but I grew up in Zamboanga City. And then I moved to Makati to work there for 4 years before ako lumipat ng Singapore, where I met Ray, as he already mentioned, and I worked there for 11 years. And then last year, I moved to Hong Kong. So that's where I am right now. So like Ray, I'm also an accountant / finance person.
Parang natakot ako kasi pareho accountant nung kausap ko. Maayos sa pera to, guys.
wala ka namang utang sa amin, so walang problema.
Oh my gosh. Can I just say, I was listening before sa isa sa mga episodes nyo, and talagang isa sa tumatak sa akin, yung tilaok ng manok, na-miss ko yun. Ang galing. You know, guys, when you listen to their podcast, it's really an experience. Na parang, shocks, na-miss ko yung tunog ng the things that you hear in the Philippines. Yung mga bagay na maririnig mo sa kanila. Tapos ang cute pa nga, no, like I said earlier, ang cute nung name nyo, Banana Q Podcast. Why did you, who came up with the title? Ang very, creative.
Yeah, idea ko yun actually. Because we wanted to have a podcast that would focus on answering questions the Filipino way. So I thought like, okay, it should have like question or Q in the name. And then somehow, naisip ko yung Banana Q. So, that's how that came about.
Ang nice lang eh. No, tapos ang cute pa ng mga nila. Graphics. Are you also the people behind the graphics, Don?
Nag-commission kami ng artist from Fiverr.com. Hindi to sponsored, pero it's one way of getting talent in a very, affordable rates. Kasi outsourced siya. So may mga artist na nagpo-plug na mga works nila, then how much. Then may mga Pinoy din na $5, pwede kang magpa-commission ng art, fiverr.com.
Oh, that's amazing. Ang ganda. And I want to say congratulations, guys, to your podcast. If you have time, please check out Banana Q Podcast. And syempre ngayon, pupunta na tayo sa ating main event. Mars, pautang. Oh, mga hi, hello. Yan, pero bago ako mag-umpisa, Dee, Ray, are you a saver or a spender?
I'm like you based on your podcast name. gastadora din ako. So I'm a spender.
Ako naman, I'm a big saver. Siguro dahil lumaki ako sa hirap, kumbaga. Like, lima kaming magkakapatid. Ako yung, though pang-apat ako yung unang nakapag-graduate kasi nga, nahirapan yung parents ko magpa-aral sa amin. So, through scholarship, nakapag-aral ako. Then, ngayon, tinutulungan ko yung bunso namin kasi medyo malaki yung gap ng age gap namin. 20 years old pa lang siya, so nagka-college pa lang siya. So, I help her with her tuition. So, kumbaga, marami pa rin akong responsibility as a working person. So, yun, medyo conscious ako sa mga choices ko, mga decisions ko. Like, kung bumibili ako ng damit or kung nagbubook ako ng hotel, laging sinusort ko, you know, from lowest to highest. So, kumbaga, medyo kuripot ako when it comes to spending. So, I would say I'm a big saver.
Hindi na natin tatanungin yung age gap nila nung kapatid niya. Baka mag-walk out si Rayo. Natanong ko yun kasi syempre, if you're a saver or a spender, I think dun magkakatalo if how you are when it comes to handling your money. Kasi ako, kastador nga ako, of course, the title of this podcast, no? Sige, gets. Okay lang, sige. Alam mo yun, parang hindi, I'm not careful even when it comes to lending my money. You guys have been, parang nagpunta na kayo from one country to another and I'm very sure that your network of friends or of people, eh, lumaki na din because of that, you know, moving from one place to another. Marami na kayong nakilala, marami na kayong nakasalamuhang tao. And have you experienced lending money to a friend? May it be a close friend, may it be bagong kakilala ka, opisina, kumare, kumpare. Have you ever had that experience?
Yes, absolutely. Siguro lahat ng tao na experience to. And dati, medyo protective ako sa image ko. Like, nahihiya ako na malabel na kuripot or ayaw tumulong. So, kung may lumapit sa akin, you know, may sob story o something happened, kailangan ng pera, nahihirapan akong tumanggi. Yung tipong, how should I say no? And medyo malambot yung puso ko, lumalambot yung puso ko sa mga, especially stories about family o something happened, there's an emergency, kailangan ko ng tulong. Nagpapahiram talaga ako ng pera. Of course, eventually, nag-evolve ako kasi nga maraming heartaches, maraming, ano yung term na nagsasulian ng kandila? Ano yun? Basta, nagtiwala ako at nasaktan, yun.
Nagsasulian ng kandila na gano'n, parang they're cutting their ties as kumare and kumpare kasi because of the money involved, parang gano'n. Pero alam mo, totoo, Ray, yung sinabi mo, yung nahihiya kang tawagin kang kuripot.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Na parang, baka masabi nila, cheap ka, ganyan. Cheap. Grabe naman to. Post ng post sa ano, kung saan nakakarating. Sa ibang bansa naman, eh, di ba malaki ang kita ng OFW? Eh bakit ayaw magpa-utang?
Mm-mm.
Oh, hugot na ko, te.
Minsan pa sila ang galit eh, di ba?
And I think big thing ngayon sa Philippines, yung hiya. Parang kita ko lang ng post about it sa Instagram na yun na nga, parang for the Philippines, big deal sa atin yung hiya or saving face. Like, kahit na ayaw mo na yung something, pero dahil nahiya ka sa anong sasabihin ng mga kapitbahay, ng mga kamag-anak, and all those people, na actually, you don't really need to care about, pero it's a big thing for us. Siguro it's something that we grew up with, kaya nga, nahihirapan nga tayo na ayaw mo mag-seem like suplada ka, or mayabang,
or selfish, 'di ba? Kasi imagine nahihiya ka but everything is coming out from your pocket, from your wallet, 'di ba? Hindi naman sila chichismis lang sila pero kayo ba nagbigay? Kayo ba nagpahiram? Pero at the end of the day, ikaw pa rin yung masama.
Yan nga yung chismis culture yata isang malaking big factor din kasi ayaw natin maging subject ng chismis kaya yun.
Yeah.
We try our best not to be a subject.
Oo, ayaw natin, di ba? Gusto lang natin, isa lang tayo sa mga nakikichuchu, yan. What about you, D?
Like we said earlier, I think wala namang tao who can say na never silang nahiraman in their entire lives. And especially since, yun nga, sabi mo, madaming nag-expand na nga ang network. So, yes, of course, may mga friends na nangutang sa akin. And to be fair to people din, ako rin naman nangutang din sa friends. So, you know, as I said, hindi naman yan like, basta make sure mo lang bayaran mo yung utang mo, diba? Like, I think ako naman, I think, guys, if nakikinig kayo dito at meron akong hindi binayarang utang, Please remind me.
Natakot si D.
Yeah, baka pala mayroon ako hindi binayaran na I just forgot. Pero ako naman, I try my best to pay back kung may utang ako. Pero yes, of course, meron naman akong friends na nangutang sa akin, of course. And I'm sure ikaw din, Roma, right?
Oo, oo, meron din naman. At nakapanghiram din naman ako way, way back. And siguro ko ngayon may nakikinig nito tapos na-realize nila parang wala nga nangungutang sa akin. Bakit kaya walang nangungutang sa akin, di ba? Diba, napaisip namin kayo nang wala sa oras. But I agree with what you said, Ray and Dee, that lahat yata, especially if ito yung age natin, very young, 25, ganyan, nahiraman ka na. Nahiraman ka na at nakapagpahiram ka na. And what's important, I love what you pointed out, Dee, na yung important is ibinalik. Kasi it's like, ano, diba, parang pinagkatiwalaan mo na, o sige, I will lend you money. And then, magtitiwala ako na ibabalik mo din sa akin. Pero sometimes, it's not the case. Do you have a story when siguro someone borrowed an amount from you guys na hindi, it's either hindi talaga na ibalik or half lang yung naibalik?
Ilang beses, no? Ilang beses nang nangyari sa akin yan. And siguro, isa sa mga hindi ko talaga malimutan is yung dati, yung more than a decade ago, bago pa lang ako sa trabaho, yung sa Makati din yung first job ko. Tapos, you know, bagong trabaho, kakaunti lang yung sahod, tapos ang mahal-mahal pa ng renta at pagkain sa Makati. Tapos, nag-message yung friend ko sa Facebook kasi lahat ng, most of my friends are in Cebu. So, I'm like far away. Yan na, nag-message. Tapos, nagsabi siya na ano, hello, sad news na namatayan siya, yung father daw niya nagpass away. So kailangan niya mangutang ng manghiram ng 10,000 pesos kasi uuwi siya ng probinsya nila. So then of course ako lumambot yung puso ko, 'di ba? If that happened to me, I would, you know, be devastated. If I need money, I would borrow. So yun, nagpahiram ako ng 10k at naalala ko hindi pa iuso yung online transfer. So talagang pumunta ako ng branch, nagdeposito ako sa bangko niya, yun, nabigay ko yung 10k. Tapos, gusto ko sana siyang kamustahin, alam mo yun, anong balita. Wala, bigla siyang nawala sa ano, social media.
Ginost ka! Oo. Oh my gosh!
Tapos, tinanong ko yung iba kong friends, eh, sana si ganito. Wala, yun pala, yung iba ko ring friends, siguro anim na common friend ko, nahiraman din ng iba-ibang amount. Oh, like, 3,000, yung iba 5,000. So, naisip ko, huh? Ano nangyari? Ba't ganun? Yun pala, in-investigate ng mga friends ko kasi sila yung nandun. Yun pala, hindi totoong namatay yung tatay niya. Na nawalan siya ng trabaho at nanghiram siya ng pera para retirement pay niya, kumbaga.
So, oh my gosh! Bakit hindi nila siya nag-come clean na I need money ngayon kasi I'm looking for a job? Kawawa naman yung tatay, pinatay niya.
Pinatay niya pa. Yung tipong, ano ba naman yun, friend? Yung tipong, friend ko siya for more than 4 years. So, kumbaga, alam mo yun, I knew him. Bakit ganun? Bakit dumating sa ganun? So, kumbaga, marami kaming hiniraman niya, tapos bigla na lang siya naglaho.
Until now? So, never niyang binalik yung pera?
Never. So, of course, siguro meron siyang online profile pero siguro may alias na siya or ano. So, never na kami connected. Pero, 5 years ago, nabalitaan ko na bumalik siya ng Cebu. Nagtatrabaho siya ng call center. Tapos, parang parang cordial naman daw siya pero hindi na niya binabanggit yung nangyari. Yung tipong iniiwasan niyang banggitin. So, I'm really surprised na talagang kaya. May mga tao talagang ganun na, I don't know. Hindi ko maisip na gawin yun eh. Yung tipong may lagyan ng value yung friendship, may monetary value para yung friendship natin na kumbaga for as low as 10,000 pesos. Of course, back then, malaking pera yun.
Malaki yun, super, yeah.
May price tag pala yung friendship natin. Parang, di ba, masakit.
Yung mga tinatawag na nagpakilala sa ganitong price na parang ginive up niya yung whatever respect at saka yung friend, like you said, friendship, diba? Parang just for 10,000. Of course, I mean, it means a lot. Friendship is very valuable na hindi mo matatapatan ng pera. No? And it's sad lang when that happens. Pero Ray, napatawad mo na ba siya? Like, if ever, halimbawa, nagmamall ka ngayon, tapos makasalubong mo siya, ito yung nangutang sa akin, 10,000.
Ay, wala na, matagal ko nang kinalimutan. Kung hindi sa podcast na to, hindi ko na siya, ano, wala, nawala na siya sa isip ko.
Sorry naman, kinalkal ko pa yung tanong.
Pero willing ka ba na, ano, maging friends kayo again? Like, let's say, bigla na lang, yeah, lumipat siya dyan sa Japan, tapos, are you willing to be his friend again?
Sabihin niya, Ray, dadalaw ako dyan, baka gusto mo akong i-host, ganun. Ang tindi, no?
Parang hindi na. Parang na-break na yung trust, eh. Yung friendship at saka yung pangungutang, isa lang yung basis, eh. At yan yung trust, di ba, na napag-usapan natin, yung tiwala. At ang tiwala is parang mirror, di ba, na pag mabasag, mahirap na siya ibalik or hindi na siya mabalik. So, kumbaga, siguro we can be friends again but not to the same extent. So, na may nagbago na. So, kung magme-message siya na, you know, knock on wood, may namatayan again, then I'll have to, you know, think twice or maybe more than twice.
Yeah, para siyang boy who cried wolf na if ever hindi ka na maniniwala sa kanya. Of course, and I wouldn't either.
Oh, yep. Oh. What about you, D? Meron ka bang ganyang ano story na Mars, pahirap naman, tas either pinang travel or hindi binalik, nagamit pero hindi naman binalik at all.
For me, sobrang liit nung amount na yun. And for me that time though, kasi since college student pa ata ako noon, wala pa akong sahod. So malaking amount na siya for me kasi I think, was it like ₱1,000 or something? Which, of course, maliit siya now. But back then for me, parang nangutang siya sa, I think bibenta ako ng Sara Lee products or something. I cannot really remember which one. Pero hindi niya binayaran. And for me, malaki na kasi yun. Kasi ang allowance ko was ₱30 a day. So, 700 is a lot. Or, no, sorry, 1,000 is a lot. And I think though, nalaman ko later on, kasi nag-ghost din siya bigla. And then I found out na nabuntis pala siya out of wedlock or something. So I guess parang okay, so siguro I kind of understand kung ba't wala siyang pambayad kasi, you know, she got into this whole other situation. So parang I guess I would say I forgave her and you know, never na niya binayaran yun and weird na kung ngayon ko sisingilin. Malit lang siya na amount. but parang it still impacted though. Like you could have told me, di ba? Like hindi yung bigla mo na lang akong i-ghost. The least you could have told me was, I'm sorry, Mars, pero wala akong pambayad kasi ganyan. I had to find out from other people. It's not nice, I suppose. Yun. So not as devastating as yung ginawa ng friend ni Ray, but yeah.
Mm-mm. Ano pala yung inutang, di? Lingerie ba?
Hindi ko na maalala, grabe na.
Lingerie ba yung inutang? Kaya siya nabuntis kasi sa Sara Lee na lingerie na inutang niya sa'yo.
Braba ito. In fairness, effective yung Sara Lee niya.
That is entirely possible. Hindi ko na maalala eh.
Minsan nga, hindi pa utang eh, na parang kulang na lang talaga. Ikaw yung parang may patago sila, na sort of required ka na pahiramin sila. Parang gano'n na, hindi malambing yung approach. And it's weird, diba? Na parang, oh my God, may patago ka ba sa akin? Bakit ganyan nga mahiram ng pera?
Parang may implied, ano, may implication na porket nasa labas ka, OFW ka, dapat kang tumulong or dapat kang magpahiram, which is wrong, di ba?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, not me, but meron akong friend na sabi niya, yun na nga, nainis, parang I think nainis na siya sa Facebook at ang dami niyang blinock na friends kasi mahilig nga silang mangutang sa kanya, yung mga from her mga kapitbahay ba niya or something. Like, not even close friends or family. Bigla na lang nagme-message sa kanya randomly para mangutang sa kanya. Like, wait a minute.
Ay, at some point, na-experience ko din yan. Siguro dahil they talk to each other na parang, uy, nagyabang or na, uy, nanghiram ako kay Ray, hindi ko binayaran, hindi man ako sinisingil. So, kumbaga, naging word of mouth na siguro na madali akong magpahiram. So, parang piranha na nakaamoy ng dugo. Na
Ang ganda ng ano, comparison.
Nag-swarm na sila sa'yo.
Pero because of what you said, guys, do you think your experiences plus the fact that you're working abroad, do you think it affects your friendship ngayon sa mga tao? Kasi di ba ngayon parang yung when people would Yung antagal mo nang hindi nakausap, tapos biglang, hi! Di ba may takot? May pangamba eh.
Definitely, yes.
Lalo na pag hi lang.
Yeah, I'm definitely wary kung may person na, you know, hindi mo naman friend masyado. Like, siguro acquaintance mo lang, schoolmate mo, or yun na nga, kapitbahay or something. Tapos bigla na lang mag-hi sa'yo out of nowhere. So yun na nga, suspicious na nga ako agad. Dati parang sinasagot ko yung mga ganun. Ngayon parang hindi ako sasagot unless meron siyang follow-up na anong kailangan niya sa akin. Kasi usually it's either mangungutang or makikitira kasi pupunta siya sa bansa na kung nasaan ka, like something like that. Or kung hindi mo makikita na magpapalibre, you know, parang so bit nakaka ano na. So yeah, unfortunately, yes, naging ganun na nga.
Sad no na para tayong naging paranoid because of our own experience.
Yes, yes. And I think ano, it's not that we think highly of ourselves, but I think this is a very good conversation kasi it's time that, you know, they hear this. Na kasi baka I'm very sure hindi lang tayong tatlo ang OFW sa buong mundo.
Yeah, of course not. Ang dami natin.
Sure ako dyan. Oo. I think, yes, the word is paranoid. Nakaka-paranoid yung, hala, may nag-message, tas ayaw mo pang buksan kasi makikita niyang nabasa mo na, tas di ka nag-reply.
Yeah, that's true. Siguro, I would say, baka hindi sila aware, if ever lang naman na gusto niyo mag-reach out to someone kasi, I don't know, genuinely may kailangan kayo na hindi utang or hindi makikitira, siguro sabihin nyo na agad sa first message nyo kung ano yung kailangan nyo and, you know, assure that person like, hi Ray, pupunta ko ng Japan and hindi ako makikitira sa bahay mo, pero yung ganun.
Defensive.
So ganun na agad.
When it comes to lending money, do you tell your family to involve yung family nyo or yung partner nyo or kung asawa whenever someone is sending you a message na if they can borrow money? Do you involve them? Like for example, for you, do you tell your mom? Do you tell your siblings na, uy, si ganito, parang sort of background check na rin. Uy, nangihiram si ganito. Ano bang balita sa kanya? Pwede din ganun kasi. Or do you parang you're also seeking advice? Dapat ko ba talagang mapahiram to?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yes, I think so. Sometimes, like for example, yung sa kaso ni Ray, if he had asked other people sana beforehand kung totoo bang namatay yung tatay niya, di ba, then alam niya. Pero since he didn't ask, then, yeah. So, I guess, yeah, in a way, nag-ask around din. Like for example, my ex-classmate ako na parang nagkukwento yung classmate ko, si ganito, parang nangungutang siya. So, parang ang dami ng classmates na inutangan niya. So, pag nakita kong mag-hi siya sa akin, parang iniiwasan ko na kasi feeling ko, okay, alam ko na to. Alam na this. So, parang ganun. Yeah, I guess.
Mm-mm. Sa akin naman, of course, pinapaalam ko sa wife ko kasi whatever's mine is hers. Whatever's hers is still hers. Kumbaga, ina-assess namin, you know, yung willingness natin, do we have the capacity, kung may spare ba tayo na pera na mapahiram in the first place, kasi nga common yung money namin. Pero hindi naman lahat. So kumbaga, kung may manghihiram and it's my true friend and I know mababayaran ako kasi nga nagipit lang or something, may incoming na funds na maibayad. So pinapahiram ko naman, pero for the most cases, oo, pinapaalam ko sa wife ko, joint yung decision na kung magle-let go ba kami ng funds for that person in particular. Mostly naman yung hiram ng pera, kinaklassify namin kung family, walang no questions asked yan. Yung tipong pinapahiram talaga or minsan nga bigay, di ba? Kasi we still feel responsible for our family. Pero kung friends, talagang maraming due diligence question yan. O totoo ba talaga? Na ano? Kasi nga through experience, di ba, nalaman natin na we can trust anyone, even if our closest friends, minsan may monetary value pala yung naka-attach. So yeah, yung banko nga, di ba, maraming tanong, maraming pinapirmahan, may anong tawag dyan, yung sangla, may mortgage, may assurance, may guarantor pa minsan. So kung baga yung banko nga, ang daming hinihingi, might as well tayo din, di ba? We have to treat our friendship separately from the transaction. Kung utang, dapat tanongin natin, ano bang capacity mo to pay? Bakit ba kailangan mo ng pera? Yung mga danong due diligence na question, dapat tanungin talaga kasi alam mo yun, mahirap masaktan.
Kami rin. I think we have the same situation with Ray. We have a common fund. So we ask talaga, like, especially if we have to lend people money. Kasi ano yan eh? Diba parang vina-vouch mo yung person eh. Na oh, sige, papahiramin ko. Babalik naman niya yan. And what if hindi, diba? Kasi may ibang ganun eh. Like, they would not tell the partner or they would not tell the parents, diba, minsan. Tapos pag malaki pala yung nahiram, tapos hindi na ibalik, tapos sasabihin, ay, may utang si ganito sa akin. Ano, pinautang mo yan? Naku, hindi nagbabayad dyan. And little did you know na wala na pala talagang future na may ibalik sa'yo yung pera mo. It's another way of asking or background check.
Siguro, i-ano mo rin yung amount na papautang mo, that is something that comfortable ka na if hindi na mabalik ever. Willing ka ba na i-let go na lang yung person na yon, parang ganun. Kasi may saying, I forgot the exact saying, pero something like, kung may nangutang sa'yo tapos hindi niya binalik sa'yo yung pera at hindi na siya nagpakita sa'yo ever, isipin mo na lang na parang yung cost of losing such a lousy person in your life is parang okay na din yun, di ba? Kasi rather than have someone like that in your life na parang siguro lagi siyang magta-take advantage sa'yo in some other ways, di ba? So,
may narinig din ako na ganyan eh. Parang when you lend money, you either lose money or you gain an enemy. Hello.
Grabe yun. Ang bigat naman no, enemy. Naghahabol ba kayo or naniningil naman ba kayo? I think very Pinoy yung ikaw na yung inutangan, ikaw pa yung nahihiya. But are you the type na do you really check and send a message na hi, ganyan. Kasi ba, like Ray said, bangko nga may paalala eh, due date mo na ngayon, bayad ka na, ganyan.
Ako mahihayin nga ako maningil, which is weird. Ako na nga yung nagpautang, di ba? Siguro, yung time na naningil talaga ako is yung malaki yung amount. So, of course, kailangan kong singilin yon, that sort of thing. But yung mga medyo maliliit na amounts, although masakit pa rin sa puso, pero parang sige na lang, parang ganon. Pero yun na nga, mali yun eh. Dapat nga, maningil ka. Baka naman nakalimutan lang nila genuinely, tapos hindi ka nabayaran. Or baka may iba na, like yung sabi ni Ray, pinamalita ka na tuloy sa buong barangay. So nagkaroon ka ng reputation as that person. So hindi siya good. Dapat maningil ka kasi kapag may katwiran, ipaglaban mo.
Sino nga yung attorney na yun?
Cayetano ba yun?
Hindi, isa pa. Patay na si Cayetano, buhay pa yun.
Hindi ko alam yan.
Pero TV show siya kasi.
Yeah, sa Channel 2, oo. Ikaw rin, naniningil ka ba?
Dati, hindi ako naniningil. Kagaya din ni Dee na parang nahiya ako na parang, oy, baka maisip nila na, ang damo talaga nito, 500 pesos nga lang, sinisingil. Yung tipong ganun, so hindi ako naniningil. Pero eventually, natutunan ko na, kailangan mo talagang sumingil, di ba? No demand, no delay. Natutunan ko to in the hard way, kasi minsan, nagpapahiram ka ng pera, nagagamitin mo, yung tipong, uy, paano na yung pambayad ko sa renta, pinahiram ko, tapos hindi ako binayaran. Of course, kailangan ko na talagang, maningil. Otherwise, ako yung magkakautang, which is strange or weird kasi nangutang ako kasi nagpautang ako. So yun. Pero I have to do it kasi kailangan ko ng pera or kailangan ko na yung pera pambayad something else.
Again, if you are just listening now, my guests are actually from finance industry. Diba? kahit dun yung work nila, I think bilang Pinoy or bilang tao, because of, you know, the humanity is calling for that side of you na be reasonable, be understanding, and we're trying to be, ano ba, dahil sa GMRC na tinuro ng mga teacher natin, mabait ka, diba? You try to understand talaga the situation, but sometimes ikaw yung napupunta sa alanganin. And why are we having this topic in the first place? It's because we want you to understand na kapag nagpahiram ka ng pera, it's your resources. Yun yung perang pinagpaguran mo na ibinayad sa'yo because of the hard work that you've done, and then pinahiram mo siya only to find out na hindi pala siya maibabalik with the promise na ibabalik sa'yo, pero at the end of the day, hindi rin naman siya nagawa. Gets? Kasi naniwala ka, di ba? Para siyang love, naniwala ka na, oo, ganyan, hindi ka lulukohin. Tapos biglang ending, tumakbo na pala, hindi mo na mahanap. My gosh, diba? Lending money, ano yung personal rule nyo? Na, halimbawa may nanghiram ng pera. Ito muna, ganyan-ganyan.
First, learn to prioritize. Like, unahin mo yung sarili mong obligasyon. Kung hindi mo talaga kayang magpautang, learn to say no. Like, dapat mong unahin yung obligasyon mo sa sarili, sa pamilya, di ba? Kesa ikaw yung mangutang in the future kasi nga pinautang mo yung pera mo. Then, I think lending is not for everyone. Like, kung mahina yung loob mo, hindi ka confrontational, huwag ka na lang magpautang kasi ikaw lang din yung masasaktan. Napansin ko kasi may nangungutang na willing naman talaga magbayad, pero yun nga lang, nagipit kaya hindi nakapagbayad. Iba yun sa mga tao na nag-ghost na bigla na lang nawala. So siguro kung ikaw din yung nangutang, please show your willingness to pay, na kahit hindi ka makapagbayad, pero i-message mo yung inutangan mo na, hey, hindi ako makapagbayad kasi ganto-ganto. And you show your willingness talaga na, oh, don't worry, sa next ko na sahod, i-apportion ko yung gantong amount for you. Yung may resolution ba? Masakit din kasi na wala talagang willingness to pay. Yun yung pinakamahirap at, you know, pinakamasakit sa lahat.
To add to your point, if you don't know how to say no, pero at least you should have a limit in mind. Like, is it, let's think in terms of Singapore dollars, for example, is it 500 Singapore dollars? Like, don't lend more than you are comfortable to lose. Kasi kung if ever hindi ka nababayaran, tapos hindi ka nakabayad ng renta, kasi yung 500 is yung rent money mo, and that's not good, di ba? I mean, even if sinabi nung person, ah, sige, pwede pahiram, babayaran kita next month, promise, pero actually hindi naman siya nagbayad next month, are you still going to be okay? So, yun siguro yung isipin mong scenario. Kasi what if, I don't know, nilayasan ka or talagang hindi siya nakahanap ng trabaho the next month or something, right? We don't know. And siguro another tip, kung talagang, yun na nga, hindi ka marunong mag-say no sa mga tao at alam mo yun, tapos may mag-message sa'yo, i-ghost mo na lang sila. The joke.
Gusto ko yon.
Unahan mo na.
Gusto ko yung advice ni D. Magpalit yun ang pangalan. Ganyan.
Pangunahan mo na lang sila, di ba? Another thing is, di ba, yung Pinoy, meron nga tayong hiya factor. So, aside from yung hiya, nahihiya ka maningil, baka nahihiya ka nga na magmukha kang kuripot or suplado.
Magmukha kang poor, ganyan.
Parang try mong wag isipin yon. Parang siguro, especially pag bata, pata ka pa, you're a victim of that, yung mentality mo. Pero parang kailangan mo ang tigasan nga yung, di ba, magpakapal ng face. Kasi parang, in the first place, who cares kung anong sasabihin nila, ang layo naman nila sa Pilipinas, sila tas ikaw na sa ibang bansa. Like, who cares what they say? Anyway, that's not gonna hurt you as much as, yun, kung nawalan ka ng pera, di ba? Or nautangan ka ng buong barangay or something. So, yeah, so try mo na lang na yun, maging matigas, whatever that is.
Parang naisip ko na yung binanggit mo din na unahan mo na, ikaw na yung mag-ghost. Naisip ko yung may automatic reply ka, hi, you have reached D. Is your transaction involving A, utang, B, friendship? If it's A,
then... Meron nag-filter na, parang business page din yan.
Oh my God, yeah. Pwede siguro, ganon, yeah. Or parang siguro try to pare down your list of friends na rin. Sometimes kasi, di ba, pag mahili ka mag-post, for example, sa Facebook or social media ng, you know, I'm traveling or I'm buying this and that and whatever. So that's where some people get the idea na mayaman ka at marami kang pera na pang utang. So siguro, try to figure out the, tawag dito, yung privacy settings ng Facebook. Na if you post something ang makakita lang is yung totoo mong friends, especially if it's these sensitive things na, you know, would give people the wrong ideas. Nowadays, di ba, parang, syempre, nahiya ka na mag-unfriend ng tao. Again, pakapalan lang din niya ng face or patigasan lang na parang, in the first place, hindi mo naman talaga kinakausap tong taong to. So, inad ka niya, so inad mo lang din siya. Alam mo yon. So, parang, siguro, try to pare down if napansin mo na itong mga taong to ay parang nagagangapon yun at lagi kang inuutangan, edi, you know, find a way to block them or something or from viewing your posts.
You sort of curate and ano, limit the people who can view your ano, yung mga posts mo, kasi it will also protect you from, you know, unwanted events na mga pangyayari katulad ng mga ganito, mga utangan. And what are your thoughts naman when someone will say get you as a guarantor? Yun kasi hindi ikaw yung talagang nagbigay ng pera, pero uutang sila. Let's say malaking halaga, 50,000, 150,000, but they will ask you to be co-guarantor.
May ganong situation akong nangyari before na nag-sign ako as co-guarantor on a, what do you call this, employment. Ano nang tawag sa mga ganon, yung meron kayong co-op or something, cooperative ba? Ano ba yan? Di ba may ganon sa Pilipinas, yung you sign up, tapos parang may paluwagan system or something. And then, yun na nga. So, nag-sign ako as co-guarantor for someone, tapos nag-resign siya, and then may loan pala siya and stuff. So, alam mo yon. So, ikaw yung maano dun eh, maipit. And then, well, buti naman yung friend na yon, binayaran niya yon. Pero yun na nga, I had to chase her kasi nag-issue din. Nabuntis din siya, ano ba itong mga friends ko? Bakit ba sila mahilig?
Bumili na naman ba yung Sara Lian?
May realization ako, ha? Different friend, nabuntis rin out of wedlock, something. Anyway, so yun, I had to chase her probably after several months na yung nakapanganak na siya and all, and alam kong may bagong trabaho siya, na siya and stuff. So, binayaran naman niya. But yun na nga, so because of that bad incident that happened, hindi na ako magko-co-sign kasi you don't really know kung anong mangyayari in the future. Even nga sa like girlfriend, ganun, you shouldn't, sabi nila. Kasi what if pala nag-break kayo in the future? Kasi may marami ako nakikita ganyan na nagpo-post somewhere na yung ex daw nila, pinag-co-sign sila sa loan, and tapos in the future nag-break sila, tapos hindi na daw binayaran. Eh, I guess sa Philippines doesn't really have an impact on credit line. Sa US kasi yon, so parang impacted yung credit score nila because of that. Kasi kung hindi nila babayaran yung loan na yon or yung share nila of the loan, magre-reflect na yun as default sila, di ba? Hindi sila nagbabayad. So, it's scary. So, siguro, kung meron mang mag-ask sa'yo to co-sign, just say no. Like, I'm sorry, we're friends and all. I'm not saying that I don't trust you, pero this is my blanket policy on everyone. Like, unless you're my wife or something, then I'm not going to co-sign. Ganun na lang siguro, para lang...
Magandang tip yan, kasi... iniiwasan ko rin na i-mix yung friendship with money, anything related to money, kasi magiging awkward yung conversation. Like, yes, you gave your trust, pero may basta wag na lang. Just say no. Don't mix the two.
Sabi nga daw nila, di ba, if you have a friend na parang magiging kasama mo sa negosyo, it should not be like your very best friend, kasi dapat ano lang, saktong friends lang kayo. Kasi if ever, you know, shit happens, eh, hindi ganun kasakit na, kasi there's always that possibility eh, you know, na it will go the other way.
Oh, siguro din because you're friends, nabablindside ka sa mga tamang tanong na dapat itanong. Kagaya nung dati kong friend na namatayan, di ba? Kasi alam ko, I trusted him, he's my friend. So hindi ako nagtanong ng kung ano-ano. I just gave him the money. And if kung saktong friend lang yun, then I would have asked a lot of questions. How are you gonna pay me back? Kailan? Yung mga ganun na tanong. So, might as well wag na lang.
Ang talino, he used emotions eh. Kasi, syempre, may namatay eh. Diba? Parang hindi ka na magtatanong. O sige, saka tayo mag-usap when after, you know, everything is taken care of, diba? Ang talino rin eh. Galing ng friend mo ah.
Wag yung gawin yun ah.
Ayoko. Oo, nag-recommend. Tinuruan yung ano.
Parang binigyan mo pa ng idea yung mga tao.
Ay, ngayon, we've come to the part where I will ask you quick round of questions. Ray and D, ready na ba kayo? Where's gastos?
Camera.
Ang bilis ni Ray. Camera. Gadget. Gadget talaga, oo.
Mm-mm.
Ako siguro gadget. Parang nabudol ako sa parang weight loss something years ago. Parang wala naman siyang impact. Alam mo yon yun. Parang, alam mo yung mga, oh, if you do this machine, blah, 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 tapos supposedly mag-lose ka ng weight and stuff. Hindi siya nag-work, guys. So, like, yun.
Okay, what's the best financial advice that you received?
Be frugal. Save money. Think about the future. Always apportion something from your earnings as savings. Yun talaga yung pinaka-best na advice na natanggap ko. Because you'll never know. Something happens in the future, then kung wala kang savings, wala kang emergency fund, then dun magsisimula yung problema eh. Mangungutang ka. Dun ka sa friend mo, ay walang friends na gustong magpautang sa'yo. Pumunta ka sa credit card, nag-cash advance ka. Yung interest lumolobo, monthly interest na lang yung binabayaran, yung principal, hindi natatouch. Try and avoid those situations by being self-independent, self-reliant, be financially stable. Try and save some money for the future. Yun talaga yung best financial advice na natanggap ko. And I've been giving the same advice to my friends as well. Especially yung mga nangungutang. So for sure, those are the kind of people who needs advice na, oh, kumbaga, you're needing this money because, you know, hindi mo siguro na plano masyado yung, or na budget masyado yung pera mo. So you must think about the future and save some.
Siguro yung something to do with parang pay off your highest interest debt first. You should have ano tawag doon, emergency fund, pero before you build, usually ideally daw kasi dapat 3 to 6 months worth of expenses yung emergency fund mo, but supposedly I can't remember which book this was from, pero sabi like keep siguro emergency fund low muna, like let's say $1,000 equivalent muna, and then you pay off your high interest debt first, like for example credit cards and I don't know what else, but that's, I think that's usually the bigger one, right? And then once you've paid that off, then saka ka mag ano ng emergency fund kasi kakainin ng interest yung pera mo. So sayang naman yun. So batuhin mo muna yung debt, pay down all your debt na mataas ang interest. Yun.
Mm-mm. And stay away from credit cards, no? Like ang credit card companies, they have the wrong incentive kasi they send you emails, "We have a promotion. Buy this 50% off." So alam mo yun, lagi silang nagsisend ng promotion for you to keep on spending. And ang dali kayong mag-spend ng credit card. Yung tipong, ay, parang free siya until matanggap mo yung statements. Ay, ang laki pala ng nagastos ko this month. So,
yeah, that's true as well. Siguro, yun, pay off your entire bill. Kung gagamit ka man ng credit card, make sure na kung yung, ano yung due date niya, pay off the entire amount at hindi yung minimum. Otherwise, mababaon ka sa interest na utang.
Actually, hindi naman siya talaga masama. It's just that, some, you know, the people, when they have the plastic kasi, the thinking is, they can do whatever they want. The problem is, yung after, di ba masarap kumaskas? Masarap mag-ano, ah? Sige, go. Debit or credit? Credit, go. Ganyan. That piece of plastic, it will measure your ano din eh. Self-control. Diba? Kasi ang ano eh, iba eh, iba yung may confidence ang binibigay sa holder eh. Diba?
Mm-mm. For me, I use credit card just for the convenience. Like, I've never paid credit card interest ever in my life because kasi ayoko, ang taas eh. Kasi yung interest nila is monthly, diba? Monthly interest. So, ang bilis niyang lumobo. So, try and avoid using credit card, especially for things that you don't need, like luho lang, like shopping lang. Just live within your means. Wag gamitin yung credit card for anything extravagant or luxurious.
Okay, itong last question ko. Pag nanalo ako sa lotto, the first thing that I will buy.
Siguro I will buy something for my future. Siguro retirement house in the Philippines. Because eventually, as an OFW, kino-consider pa rin namin Philippines as our home eh. So eventually, we will have to go back, spend most of our times in the Philippines. So siguro, if I have the money and I have the means now, I would invest in my future and buy a retirement property in the Philippines.
What about you, D?
pre-COVID, my answer to this would have been like a trip around the world or something like that. Pero parang okay, paano yan nangyayari right now? Mahirap. So I think yun na nga, yun yung second answer ko actually, is something for the future. Kasi diba, like some people, yung dream nila is to retire early. If yung amount is not big enough para siya yung retirement ko, at least may certain portion na para at least set na yung future ko. So it could be a retirement home or I don't know, some kind of, ano ba, I think retirement home lang naman, honestly, kung maisip na.
If malaki masyado yung sweepstakes or yung winnings mo, edi isang isla sa Pilipinas.
Yeah, exactly.
Kasi ikaw lang nandun, no? Oo.
Retirement island. Yeah, retirement home.
Sure. Or yacht. Okay, hindi siguro yacht.
Ay, may bagyo sa Pinas, wag kang mag-yacht.
Pawasok ka nun. Sayang yung pera. Lilipad lang siya.
Pinark mo sa Leyte after ng bagyo, nasa Manila na yung yacht mo.
Bila ko naisip na pwede sigurong gamitin mo yun as a way to get a visa in a country where you want to settle in na hindi ka makapasok-pasok before. Baka may parang investor visa or something, right? Like in Australia ba or Canada or something. So pwede siguro yun. Diba? Investor visa. E di at least makapasok ka na doon sa other country na ang tagal mo nang gustong pasokan pero hindi ka makapasok for some reason. So, yun.
We just want to thank Dee and Ray for joining us today.
Yung socials namin, isi-share namin Banana Q. We're everywhere as well. Instagram, Facebook. Pero hindi kami nagpapautang. So,
malinaw
say
yun.
Say hi, hello. Maliban lang sa utang, say hi, hello.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying.
Guys, hindi masama ang mangutang, but you have to understand na it's not just the money ang tinitrade off nyo pag nangutang tayo. It's also the trust and the friendship. If ever na napunta kayo sa point na hindi nyo maibabalik agad yung pera, I think it's best to, you know, talk about it as adults. You just lend whatever it is that you're willing to let go or kalimutan. Please be sure to subscribe on our podcast. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts at kung saan ka man nakikinig ng iyong podcast. At promise, hindi ito scam, pero keep an open mind. And that Broke Pinay podcast, you need this in your life. Ganoin. See you next week. Bye!